Today we'll be beginning the Sefer Ben Ishchai, which is the laws of daily living, written by the Ben Ishchai, the great Tzaddik Ben Ishchai. And we'll be starting with Parshas Bereishis. We'll also be learning the Sefer Halichos Olam, which is Rav Ovadia Yosef's Pirush on Ben Ishchai, and it's mostly the areas where he disagreed with the Ben Ishchai, mostly. So we'll learn together the Ben Ishchai and Rav Ovadia Yosef's opinions. So Ben Ishchai writes in Halacha Aleph, he starts, Hilchos Parshas Bereishis, he starts with the laws of tzitzis. And he says, Koidim shivarech v'yisatef, before you make the bracha and you wrap yourself in a talis, yechavin l'kayim mitzvah asei lilbosh tzitzis mitzietzis kilchasa. You have to have in mind to concentrate to fulfill the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. Shenemar v'oslehem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeyim. That you have to have in mind, as it says in the Torah, to wear tzitzis. So when you're wearing tzitzis, you're doing this in order to fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah aseisha es mangrom. And it is a mitzvah aseisha es mangrom, meaning it's a time-based mitzvah, and therefore we'll see that women are exempt. Vayideh kavona hachana zu, and based on this concentration, oz yekoach b'achanasel b'broch lahalos mayinukfin l'hamshich ha'moichen, and through this it'll help with Kabbalistic concepts. Before we start, I mean, you got to know right off the bat, I'm not someone who's well-versed with any aspect of Kabbalah, so whenever he mentions Kabbalah, we're just gonna go through it. K'moshekasav Rabbeinu Rashash b'nar shalom. V'lochein tov lomar b'piv kodem abracha, and therefore it's beneficial before the bracha to say outright the following, l'shem yichud kutsha brichu shchintei, that we're doing this mitzvah in order to connect Hashem and Hashchina together, to miyachet his shame, whatever that means, kabbalistically. Hareini muchan lilbosh tzitzis mitzietzis kehalacha, and I am prepared to wear a tzitzis, properly made tzitzis, kemoshe tzivanu Hashem lekeinu v'aslam tzitzis alkanfei bigdeim, k'dilasus nachas ruach yotzreinu, and I'm doing this because Hashem commanded me to do so. Now this is very important. This is where the Ben Ishchai is really touching on, is the halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, I believe it's Simon Samach Hei, and that is, there's a concept called mitzvah srichas kavana, which means that if you're going to fulfill a mitzvah, you have to have in mind to do so because Hashem commanded. If you're eating matzah on Pesach, on the Seder night, you have to have in mind when you eat the matzah that I'm doing so because Hashem commanded. Not because I like the taste of matzah, I'm doing so because Hashem commanded. I'm wearing tzitzis because Hashem commanded. That's the basic minimum requirement that a person has to have when he fulfills the mitzvah, that he has to concentrate, that I'm doing this mitzvah because Hashem commanded. That's the basic halacha. So I think that there's actually a very important teaching of the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, and that is the following. The halacha is that you have to have that basic concentration. That means according to the Ben Ishchai, and it's not the Ben Ishchai, everybody, before you put on a talis, you have to have in mind, I'm wearing a talis in order to fulfill the mitzvah that Hashem commanded of wearing a talis. And if you didn't, according to many, you're not Yotza. The problem is, the average person in shul, so the Ben Ishchai says you're supposed to say it out with this L'Shem Yichud, that through saying L'Shem Yichud, you're verbalizing, you're saying outright, I am doing this in order to fulfill the mitzvah. That's fine. But what about the average person that doesn't say this? You go to shul, you're tired, you put on a talis, you're not really thinking much. You wear tefillin, you're not really thinking much. So does that mean that you're not Yotza? That's very scary, because the average person, I don't believe, is concentrating on what they're doing. They're just putting it on, whatever. So what is the average person relying on? So the Chayei Adam writes that this requirement of having kavana, that you're doing this because Hashem commanded, that basic minimum requirement, you're obviously supposed to have that concentration whenever you do a mitzvah. However, b'di'eved, if you didn't, in many cases you're still yotza. What does that mean? What it means is like this. The Chayei Adam says the purpose of having this concentration is because a lot of these acts, it's unclear why you're doing it. You could be wearing a talis because Hashem commanded, or you could be wearing a talis because you're cold and you want to wrap yourself in a shawl or in a scarf. You could be eating matzah because Hashem commanded, or you could be eating matzah because it tastes good. So therefore, what you do is, you have this concentration, this in mindset to say, I'm doing this because Hashem commanded, and you're sort of, you're telling a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're making it clear that you're doing this because Hashem commanded it, not because of your own personal reasons. So says the Chayei Adam, many mitzvahs that we do, it's clear from our actions that we're doing it because Hashem commanded. If you go to shul, he says, if you go to shul and you see people wearing, putting tefillin on for davening, it's clear that they're doing it for the mitzvah. No person is putting on tefillin for their own personal reasons. It's clear from the sviva, from the atmosphere, from the surroundings, from the situation, that you're doing it for a mitzvah. On the Seder night, and you get up to the Seder, and you're doing motzi matzah, and you're washing, and you eat hamot, and you eat matzah, it's clear that you're doing it because Hashem commanded. You're doing it part of the Seder. It's not like you're eating it, you know, just on an average Tuesday because you like the taste of matzah. You're doing it as part of the Seder. So says the Chai Adam, bidi eved, meaning after the fact, if you didn't have in mind to have this basic requirement that you're putting on talis for the sake of the mitzvah, if it's clear from your actions, if you go to shul and you wear a talis and it's part of davening, it's clear from your actions you're doing it for the mitzvah, in which case you'll still be yotze. That's the opinion of the Chai Adam. The Ben Ish Chai continues that in addition, there's the basic requirement, which is when you put on a talis, you have to think, the minimum is to think that Hashem is, I'm doing this because Hashem commanded, but then there's an added concentration, a second one, and that is, the gan sarach l'chavim be'esha misatev bo. You should also have in mind when you're wearing the talis, shatzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'satef bo k'dei shenizkor kol mitzvosav la'asosam. That the reason why I'm wearing a talis is in order to remember all the mitzvahs of the Torah. The kosva achronim zal, and the achronim write, mi she'eno osakach, whoever does not have that in mind, olav nema v'tiyirasim oisi mitzvahs anashim ulamada. What this means is, there's, in addition to the reason why we wear a talis, because Hashem commanded, there's an added concept, which is that the talis is supposed to remind us of all the mitzvahs. How does it do that? So there are different ways. Two examples the Gemara talks about. One is the fact that we used to wear tcheles. Not anymore, but some people do. But historically, when the Beis Hamikdash was around, we wore tcheles. Tcheles was a blue string. Why? So the Mefarshim tell us, because the blue string will remind us of the ocean, which will remind us of the heavens, which will remind us of Hashem, and now we'll be thinking about Hashem and all His mitzvahs. Similarly, the tzitzis themselves have a hint to the mitzvahs. How so? If you look on your tzitzis, there are 8 strings on each corner, 4 doubled over, so there are 8, and there are 5 knots. So the 8 strings and the 5 knots equal 13. And tzitzis in gematria, the numerical value of tzitzis is 600. So 600 plus 13 is 613, and we know there's 613 mitzvahs. So that's why, in addition to the basic concentration you're supposed to have, is a kavana that Hashem commanded us to do that, to wear tzitzis. I'm not doing it because it's comfortable, I'm doing it because Hashem commanded. And the second, deeper concentration, is that you're supposed to have in mind that I'm wearing tzitzis, a talis, in order to remind me of the other mitzvahs. Okay, in Halacha Beis, the Ben Ish Chai continues. He says, "Yivarech lehesatef bitzitzis b'shva tachas beis v'lo b'patach." So you're supposed to say lehesatef bitzitzis and not lehesatef batzitzis. Okay, v'tzarech lechavim bebirchas atalis agadol lifter talis katan sha'olav shle pashtu b'layla mishum de'igas firlu shetzarech levarech al talis katan b'boiker mishum savik brachas lahakol ein mevarchim. What the Ben Ish Chai, I believe, is saying is that the Ben Ish Chai's opinion is that you're supposed to wear the talis katan when you sleep, and therefore when you wake up in the morning, it's unclear whether you have to make a bracha, because you never took her off throughout the night. So therefore, the Ben Ish Chai writes, because it's unclear whether you're supposed to make a bracha on the talis katan in this situation, you should have in mind when you put on the talis gadol, that you're, when you make the bracha on the talis gadol, the bracha should also work for the talis katan. V'kasabti de b'sifri ha-katan mekab tse'el di v'chav mekach sagi b'hochi. V'in tzarech l'mashir for talis katan m'shasha bracha gam l'das maranzal. V'akein, kivon sheshicha metzui ba'odam mishtoli v'loi mechav l'pa'amim. So because many people, so meaning the Ben Ish Chai is telling us a very important halacha, and that is that when Sfaradim put on the talis gadol, a talis katan, in the morning, and then they put on the talis gadol, really you're supposed to make a bracha on the talis katan. So why doesn't anybody? Because the talis gadol, when you make the bracha on the talis gadol, the bracha works for the talis katan as well. So says the Ben Ish Chai, you should speak that out. You should have that in mind, and if you don't have that in mind, it could be a problem. Therefore, he adds that to his l'shem yichud that we said before. And that's why you should add to the L'shem Yichud the following line, Harini Mukhan Lavarich al Tifas Atalis Kitun Khazal, I'm prepared to make a bracha on the talis. Harini Mukhavan lift a bracha zugama talis katan sha'alai. And with that I will also be motse, I'll fulfill my obligation to make a bracha on my talis katan. This is actually very important because I believe this is definitely true for the Ashkenazim. I believe the Sfaradim would agree with this as well. You have to make a bracha on the talis katan. The talis katan requires a bracha. The reason why people, the Sfaradim, don't is because when they're wearing the talis gadol fulfills the bracha on the talis gadol, works for the talis katan as well. But you still need to make a bracha on the talis katan. You have to, meaning if someone were to not wear a talis gadol, would they have to make a bracha according to the most mefarshim? Yes. So therefore, the Ben Ish Chai is saying, when you wear the talis gadol, have in mind that you're really fulfilling your mitzvah of the talis katan as well. The Ben Ish Chai continues in Halacha Gimel, Kodem Shivarich, before you make the bracha, Yayin Vivduk Bechute Atzitzis, Shaloye Behem Chisaron Haposel, that before you make the bracha, you should check the strings to make sure that they're intact and there's nothing missing and it's not possible. Vegam Yafrid Hatzitzis Biyodav, and in addition, you should separate the strings. Sometimes the strings become intertangled and all mixed up. You should separate them so that they're all clear and unique. He doesn't write this, but the Mishnah Berurah writes that the letters tzitzis, the word tzitzis, stands, stands for tzadik yafrid tzitzios tamid. A tzadik always separates his tzitzis. That it's important, Kabbalistically, to separate the strings. They shouldn't be all one big ball. They should be separated to 8 individual strings. Verak b'shabbis lo yafrid. It says the Ben Ish Chai, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. El yivdekein bilvad. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to separate the strings. The only thing you should look is to make sure that they're intact. But you're not allowed to separate the strings on Shabbos. So Rav Avadi Yosef Zatzal, in his Sefer Halichas Olam, disagrees. He writes, "Hutei hatzitzis shenistabchu zeh bezeh, mutar lahafrid menachas b'Shabbos." He says, I don't understand. What's the problem? What's the problem with separating the strings on Shabbos? The Ben Ish Chai says you're not allowed to. Says Rav Avadi, I don't see what the issue is. There's no halachic problem with separate strings on Shabbos. Rav Avadi says, you know what the only problem would be? If it's a brand new talis. Sometimes you buy a brand new talis and the strings are still together from the process of making them. Then you're not allowed to separate them because that's considered metakin mana, meaning that's the final act. You're not allowed to finish a job on Shabbos. Meaning if you have a shirt, and the last thing that needs to be done is to pop the pocket open because it has sewn together. You pop the pocket open. You're not allowed to do that because that's considered something. That's considered the final act. That's considered the final act, and that's not allowed. So says the Benish, says the Rav Avadia, I understand not separating the strings on Shabbos if the garment had never been done before. If that had never been done before, that's one thing. But if it had been done before, then what's the problem? I don't see the issue. And therefore, he disagrees with the Ben Ish Chai. See, our first machlokes between the Ben Ish Chai and Rav Avadia is according to the Ben Ish Chai, you're not allowed to separate the strings on Shabbos. And Rav Avadia says, I don't see what the issue is. The only problem would be if they're brand new strings. The Ben Ish Chai continues, V'gam od yizari b'chol yom liv d'galayin achutim l'mayla b'kerem b'makam ha'negev. You should also check by the hole where they connect to the garment, where the strings connect to the garment, shem nesak sham afilu chutech apostle, because if one string gets disconnected, it might be a problem apostle. B'shas ha'chak, now says the Ben Ish Chai, although you're supposed to check the tzitzis and make sure they're intact and kosher, however, in great cases of necessity, if you're running late to shul and you gotta grab to run just to make it to the minyan, or if you're in shul and they gave you an aliyah or they called you to take out the Torah, then you could rely on chazaka, which means that if it was kosher yesterday, it's probably kosher today. You don't have to check. That's the halacha. Normally, you're supposed to check to make sure they're intact, but if you're running late and you're not going to make it to shul, if you take the time to check, then you could rely on the fact that they're probably kosher because they were kosher yesterday, they're probably kosher today. The Ben Ish Chai, just to end off with this, the Ben Ish Chai in Halacha Dalet, By the way, the Rav Avadia also writes this. He says, "Be'ikar adin ein chova livdo katzitzis b'chol pam kodesh ha'masate b'talis." The Rav Avadia writes, "Really, there's no obligation to check the talis every time. I mean, because really, you could rely on the fact that if it was kosher yesterday, it's probably kosher today." V'rakma midas chasidis nachum levoda kodem abracha. The Mishnah Parmenach says, Rav Avadia, it's called midas chasidis. It's a nice thing to do, but you really don't have to. V'im chosher shemachmas b'dikas katzitzis yafsid tefilah b'tzibar. And if you're worried that by taking the time to check the tzitzis, you'll lose out tefillah b'tzibur, or she'id starch l'dalik davar me'atfilah, or you have to skip halalukas to make it to the minyan. Lo yivdak tzitzis klal. Don't check. V'afilu midas chasidus ein b'zeh, and there's not even midas chasidus. And he says v'chein mitzniat talis b'makom shomer ein starch l'vidak tzitzis kodem abracha klal. And he says especially if you left the talis in a safe area where you know no one touched it. You know, if the talis is on the table and you're worried people moved it throughout the night, there may be a string ripped. That's one thing. But if you left it in the area, in a safe area, in the talis bag, he didn't touch the talis bag, then of course it's going to be kosher if it was kosher yesterday, and therefore you don't have to check it all. So that seems to be the opinion when it comes to checking the tzitzis. I will stop here. All questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.